There was a very faint internal buzz. And then, all at once, the six of us were all joined together, like pearls around the thread of a necklace. Jocasta was intense, like a flame, Shepherd Scrag was cool beside her fire, and the twins circled around their mutual center like a pair of swans in love. I leaned back against the comforting, familiar presence of Slate, warm and smooth as an outcrop of rock on a sunny day, and wondered how I seemed to the others. Slate chuckled.
I'll tell you later. Right now we have work to do. The multi-way link is working well. We can keep our own chatter reasonably private, but each of the others will be aware in general terms. Now, focus on the twins a moment, and you'll hear something really interesting.
I did, and realized that there was a blur of exchange going on between them, too intricate for me to follow.
That's not just speed making the difference, Mitt. I mean, it is quick, maybe half as fast again as I can communicate, but there's more. They have their own language, which is opaque to me, and highly efficient. I've heard that every twin pair has its own unique variant, but I haven't had the chance to eavesdrop before.
I was beginning to realize what an extraordinary thing a twin Sarsen pair was, when Jocasta spoke up.
My, this is cozy. I could get used to this. But we have under a minute now, so I suppose we should start work, and make time for enjoyment later.
It was strange to hear her voice inside me, where nobody except Slate had ever spoken before. Some of the fullness that a voice had in atmosphere was lost, but in its place was an emotive dimension that I wasn't used to. She was excited to be doing this, genuinely thrilled at the exploration of new experience. I glanced across the room at her, matching up her closed eyes and contemplative expression, with the internal sensations I was receiving from her. Then I pulled myself back into work mode, and organized us all into defensive posture. The direct bond of intimacy between the twins was all that we wanted visible from the outside. That was to be the core which, we assumed, Robin's rebels would target. The rest of us were the support and the bezel, which would keep the precious jewel intact. I was next to Shahar. Then the chain went round to Slate, Shepherd's Crag, Jocasta, and Shalem. We ran a few last tests as the seconds flicked by, checking that messages could run unhindered around the loop. Shalem and Shahar seemed supremely confident of their resilience. Time ran out. For a few tenths of a second nothing happened. That was of itself useful information, since it signaled just how close by our adversaries might have a local repeater station. There had to be one, as it would be far too difficult to coordinate the attack at a distance. I was convinced by the London team's analysis that their main center was further afield among the asteroids. Probably Ceres. Either way, we might be able to make something of the lag, presuming we all survived this crisis. Without any warning, a large and hugely complicated data packet arrived. Processing the payload happened too quickly for me to follow, and the first thing I knew for sure was that both twins were screaming inside my head, filling the link with a level of terror which I had never experienced. For that first instant, it felt so much worse than death.